Well, the reality is that the National Football League is a business. Its job is to be profitable and to appease its customers. This decision just was aligned with a business making a business decision, and I don't think it has anything other than to do with the business. And I think that's something that we all have to confront. Whether we like it or not, it's consistent with what any business would do that cares about its bottom line.
Do you expect there to be other forms of protest, whether it's, I've heard reports that some athletes might put something on their shoes, or all kinds of different ways for them to convey any kind of feelings on social issues or the league's decision on this? Do you expect there to be other forms, if not during the anthem?
I believe as long as there's oppression, as long as there's pain, as long as there's challenge, there's always going to be people who want to stand up against it, in particular with police brutality, particular of people of color. This is something that strikes a chord with any person of color, you know, and so with many people of color. So this is the kind of situation that I don't think it's going away anytime soon until people start seeing the change they want to see in our actions and behaviors in this country. So I think it's never going to stop. And I think that's the great thing about America. You can communicate and share what you're passionate about, and that you can stand for causes you believe in.
Can I ask what you think about some of the ownership? And I'll give you an example. Jerry Jones, at one point during the season last year, knelt with the players, linked arms with them, and he seemed to think that in so doing, that would diffuse and end the whole wave of protest. It did not. And then he was one of the vocal voices pushing to find a way for the league to stop the kneeling going forward. Do you think someone like Jerry Jones is interested in what the athletes are struggling with or not?
I'm not sure what an individual's motivation is, but I think the larger conversation is, what is it going to take to get everyone in the stadium to want to kneel? Or the symbolism of kneeling, it could be something else. What would it take for everyone to express their outrage, to everyone to reach out to someone that they know and try to help, try to heal these relationships? You know, this is what the symbolism was, is that the players as a collective felt as though they had enough, and they're so frustrated, they tried to find a way to communicate that. And I think that that form of communication involving the flag and all those things was taken so far out of context. I think that's the real conversation, is to say, what is it going to take for people, whether you're an owner of a team, a player on a team, a fan watching the team, what is it going to take for all of us to go beyond the game of sports and to realize these social issues are ones that are impacting people that we know and care about?